Hello, everyone. I am Jonathan, and this is Fortune's Wheel. And as you can tell, things are going to start off this episode just a little bit different. It's going to sound raw. It's going to sound uncut. There's probably going to be some ums in there thrown in, some weird silences, because, well, it is raw. It is uncut. These are my thoughts, basically. I want to start off by giving a little update on the podcast. And there was something that happened this past week that I wanted to share in terms of, you know, where the podcast has been, where it currently is, and where it might be going. I'll try to keep this short because, believe me, I can't wait to get into the material here. But so the podcast has been around since June of 2020, and it's been a slow, steady rise. If you were to see the screen that I'm looking at right now, the graph, the Spotify chart would show a good, steady upward trend of 45 degree angle or so. But it's really interesting because there are times when on this graph, I can see exactly when I'm stressing out at work, or it's typically around these standardized test times for, to be quite honest with you, where I'm not able to produce as much, or, there are times that I can tell, you know, that I've had writer's block. There've been a couple big moments. For instance, I'm seeing a complete gap in production between, what is it, October 2021 and December of 2021. You know, back then, I remember having a block around that time that I just could not put it together. And it lasted a long time and I was super frustrated. You can even see the on this trend, the dip in the numbers there between November of 2020 and March or early April of 2021. And that span of like 3 or 4 months, I threw my back out. I ended up having to have back surgery, my second back surgery. So, it's funny to kind of relive my life as I look at a trend or a graph like this. But, there's something that happened over the past week that I wanted to share. Our 1 month listener record, the highest that we had gotten, happened actually last June 19th through July 18th, this past summer in 2023. So mid-June to mid-July, that's how Spotify does the months. I don't know how to change it and I don't really care to, it doesn't really matter to me, but that's how they do their months. So within that month of mid-June to mid-July, we got 3,874 total plays. Very, very humbled by that. I love that. That's the highest by far that we had gotten up to then. The previous record was about a year earlier when we had about 600 less. So, and I can see the little points in my life again, kind of reliving my 2023 year there. but 3,874 as of last June, July month. We got close to it 2 months later, about 29 shy of that in August to September of 2023. And I was really, really happy and humbled by that one as well. But as we were wrapping up the January 18 through February 16th of this year, this past month, as we were wrapping that up, I was seeing some numbers come through that were getting really close to it. So I was kind of getting excited again and all that. Well, I had to turn away, you know, the end of a fun soccer game or football game or whatever you watch, you know, you got to kind of close your eyes for a second. I had to turn away for a few days and I came back yesterday and I'm recording this on February 18th, same day that I'm going to publish it. And I had to turn away, and finally come back to it yesterday, February 17th. And I was overwhelmed and shocked and just very, very thankful and appreciative to every single one of you. We ended up ending the month with 4,020 total plays. And I don't know what to make of that. I sat and I've thought about it genuinely for the last day or so. And this is what I've kind of come up with. My whole goal on this podcast was to learn. That's all it was. It started off with, I remember, you know, sitting there with my wife back right when COVID was starting and we were kind of stuck. And I was like, you know what? Wouldn't it be fun just to find something in history that I don't know much about? Because I do love history. American history, all of it. I love all of it. So I said, would you care if that's, you know, I spent the money and got started on this. And she was like, no, go for it, whatever. I don't know. She quite understood what she was getting into, because the current library I have, we've got some new built-in bookshelves in the room that I'm in, and they're currently packed. I had a lot of books to begin with, but you know, I say jokingly, these might be a point of contention in our impending divorce if it ever happens. And just for the record, we're fine. I'm totally joking, but I have quite a few medieval history books here. Beside the point, I wanted to learn about a time that I just didn't know much about, and why not do that and produce something along the way? It was a bit of accountability on my part, make sure I'm continuing to learn it, you know, and try to pull the pieces together. And it's forcing me to write something I've always wanted to do, was write a book. We'll see if that ever pans out in my life, but you know, that was the original intent anyway, starting this podcast. And so I never thought it would come to this. 4,020 listens in 1 month. I don't know what to make of it. But it, over the past 24 hours, it really kind of hit me though. Besides the fact, I am so, like, I can't even put it into words. I'm so appreciative and so humbled by all of you, and thank you. The most heartfelt thank you I can give you. I'm giving it to you right now. I mean that. But it really got me thinking, because again, I'm a language arts teacher. I'm a history guy. I'm a humanities guy. I'm not a numbers guy. I'm a humanities guy. I like to see trends in culture. I like to see trends in history. I like to understand people's thinking, you know, even when I think their thinking is a whole lot of not thinking at all. You know, I like to understand about all of it. And it got me thinking, looking at this trend. And it's, you know, I'll try to stay out of the political here, because I really don't intend from, you know, my politics to get in the way of history. That's not the way it should. I mean, we all have our biases. I won't go too far into that. You understand what I'm trying to say though, but I'll try to keep my personal politics out of things when I say what I'm about to say. But I don't think it's very controversial to say that there's been a waning appreciation for history, at least in the Western world. That's what I can speak to. I've seen it in the Middle East too, with, you know, a particular organization. Again, I'm choosing my words wisely here. At least I hope wisely. A particular organization was destroying some pretty beautiful historical Middle Eastern, you know, things of the past there over the last 10 years or so. And we've seen some of that in the Western world as well, you know, with the statues and all the things, the textbooks that we have in schools, you know. Not choosing a side here, as far as I can tell, that's not really controversial to say. There's been a serious attempt to reframe history in many ways. And I looking at the trend on my podcast, what I'm seeing is that I hope I'm saying this correctly. I hope my reflection is correct, that all of you listening have a deep appreciation for history. And I don't just mean any history. I mean, our history. History belongs to all of us. And to try to find the connections between history. I mean, I've said it before in the podcast and I'll say it many more times. History does not happen in a vacuum, right? Things do not happen in a vacuum. What's happening today in the world does not occur in a vacuum. There is a reason for everything. And part of the reason I wanted to start this podcast is to understand how today's world got to be what it was. What informs my own past? How did my own culture, good and bad, how did my own culture inform how I am, how my parents raised me, how they were raised, and how I'm raising my children? You know, it doesn't happen in a vacuum. And in the trend that I'm seeing with, you know, us breaking this record on my own personal podcast here this past month, is it kind of tells me that a lot of you feel the same way, and that this is worth it, and that we need more of us to learn about our pasts, and we need more of us to maybe start to share what we learned and our reflections of it. One of the biggest reflections I got early on about, you know, doing this podcast is, I've said it before and I'll say it again, is another one. We are who we are because they were who they were. We can't escape that. The people that are trying to rewrite some history or even erase history today, they can't escape the fact that the only reason they're here and they think the way they do, good and bad, is because of the very people that they're fighting against. And so we can use that to our advantage going forward in our lives. And the trend again on my own, our podcast here is informing that. It's almost reinforcing the fact that not all of us are done learning our history. Not all of us are ready to just start fresh. And I love that about the podcast. I love that about all of you. And I hope that we can continue this. What I don't intend is for this to devolve into some political podcast. It's not the intention whatsoever. It's just a way to start pulling all the disparate pieces, the seemingly vacuum-packed pieces of our history. Here's Britain, you know. Here's America. Here's France. Here's Italy, right? Here's the Muslim history. Just whatever. It's all vacuum packaged. And as much as I do, oh man, I love those history podcasts as well. Don't get me wrong. I'm not knocking them, but that's not what I intended on this one. And the trend going steadily upward and upward based on how much I'm producing is just reinforcing that idea. And I wanted to stop and just share that reflection with you and hope that you continue on the journey with me. My original intent was to do, I'm not joking. I could probably pull up the texts from a buddy from 3-4 years ago saying this. My original intent for this podcast was to do 200 episodes, maybe 225. Those of you following along at home will understand that that means I'll be stopping right before the First Crusade if I'm going at my current pace. I'm finding there's far more to our history than what our textbooks are showing us. And I am overwhelmed and overjoyed to find these things. And I can't tell you how many, you know, WTF moments I've had, like, why have I not heard of that? You know, it's like some of those moments I've had over the last 3.5 years. And it's like, okay, well, this has to be a part of the story. I mean, because it informs this that happens later, you know? And so I'm going to continue to do that. But I can tell you right now, my original intent was about 200 episodes that would stretch from the Battle of Maldon in 991, where I personally, the armchair historian here, feel the late Middle Ages begin officially, because I feel like the shifts in national identities and boundaries and things, they really started to happen, right? Because that informed the end of the Viking Age. Anyway, that's a whole new thing. But I had intended for the podcast to stretch from the Battle of Maldon in 991 to, I don't know, 1453 at the fall of Constantinople, or even 1492 when Columbus sailed the ocean blue. I don't even know. It could stop with Martin Luther. It's whatever I'm feeling like, you know, because there's really no hard stop. Don't let anybody fool you. There's not a hard stop to these epochs in history. There's not a hard stop to these different, you know, labels on our history. So that's like 450, 500 years or so. And I'm at episode 115. This is 116. And I'm not even like 2/3 of the way to the First Crusade yet. So who knows what it's going to be like in the future. And all I can ask is that you stay with me. All I can hope is that you stick with me and we continue this really incredible journey, figuring out who we are as a people, not just as nations, but as a people, right? There's been so much interaction that, sure, we have national boundaries today, but I'll be honest with you, cultures are far more influential than a single boundary on a nation. That's for darn sure. So I hope you stick with me. I don't know where this is going next. The trend tells me that I need to start evolving the podcast. I'll be quite honest. I don't know how to do that. I'm doing this, you know, trying to be a husband and a father, as well as a teacher and, you know, many other things in life. So if anybody has any resources, send them my way. What I would like to see more evolve in the podcast. And again, this is simply an ask. I can't obviously expect, but it's just an ask, is that I would really hope that we could start to develop more of a comment section or a community presence. I'm not one for social media either. The only reason I am on social media is for this podcast. I can't stand social media personally in my own life. So I get it if you're the same way, but I would like to see more thoughts, because I have so much to learn from all of you as well. You're coming to this podcast. I've got people in, if you just humor me here, I've got people coming from, let me see here, audience going into the Spotify only analytics. You know, 62% of my listenership is from the US, and I've got, the lowest of that, is everyone from South Dakota. I love you, South Dakota, with less than 1%, to California with 9%, and everybody's about even in between. My own home state has less. I mean, my own home state, I think, is like number 9 on the list, which is actually pretty cool. But I've got 62% of the listenership in the United States, 10% in the United Kingdom, which is honestly, I think I've mentioned it before, but that's the United Kingdom and Ireland are where my two biggest pockets of my genetics come from, along with some Scandinavia. So thank you to all my UK listeners. Canada has 6% of listenership. Australia has 6%. So you can see a very clear Anglophonic listenership, which shouldn't be much of a stretch. But, you know, number 5 on the list is Germany. 6 is Ireland, then New Zealand, Poland, Netherlands, Denmark, all the way down. It's so humbling to go through this list, all the way down to the Seychelles, Sri Lanka, and Senegal. So I'm running the gamut here, and I hope I'm doing our history some justice. I suppose since I'm on the numbers here, let's see. The biggest age group is 45 to 59 with 28%. The two others are 25.7% is 35 to 44 year olds, and 25.6 is 60 plus year olds. But I also have, the rest of them are 18 to 34, and so very thankful for them, as well, equally. So where am I going with all this? I don't really know. What I wanted to do is I wanted to share my thoughts. I wanted to share with you the good news about the new record, so to speak, in our monthly listenership. And I wanted to share how the trend continues to go up. I don't know where this is going next. My goal, obviously, is to take it as long as I can, and hopefully be able to wrap it up in the end. What I would like to see more of, and this, again, is just what I would like to see. I would like to see some more comments so I can understand where you're all coming from and your thoughts on things. I'm genuinely interested about you and where you're coming from, especially with all these outside of America listeners. I'm incredibly interested in your perspectives as well. I've been told before by people close to me that I need to, at this point, I need to be looking into interviews and doing different things with historical fiction authors to historians and things like that. There's that. I've currently, as some of you saw on my social media, about a month ago, month and a half ago, probably, I posted that over the course of a 2-week winter holiday break, I had written 91 pages, you know, and that's just less than a handful of episodes. So I did some math beyond that. And what I came up with was I probably averaged each episode is about a 15-page essay, right? So 15 pages I've done so far, including the ones I'm recording today, as well as all the Patreon episodes that I've done. That's about 131 episodes at this point. So if you have an average of 15 pages and 131 episodes, I've written 1,965 pages. A few people close to me have said, just compile it into a book and see if a publisher will take it. So I don't know where this is going. I would love to hear your thoughts on where you would, you're the listener, right? And yes, I'm doing this at its heart, I'm doing it for my own personal research and love of history and understanding and all those things. But I really have a passion for sharing this stuff. And so I'm, you know, that's almost as equally up there. I'm curious to hear where you want this podcast to go. Okay. And please reach out to me. You can reach out to me at fortuneswheelpodcast@gmail.com. You could reach out to me on the Facebook page. You could reach out to me on Twitter, which I'll be honest with you, I don't really use Twitter, or I guess it's called X now. I don't know. Like I said, I'm not a big social media fan. I'm only on it for the podcast. But if we can start to, you know, if I can start to hear from you, I will be on those platforms far more than what I am now. I genuinely want to know, do you know, I'm a huge consumer of YouTube as well, in terms of like getting their history channels and stuff, listening to those. And are you wanting more sound effects? Are you wanting more music? Are you wanting those interviews? Are you wanting digital books to read? Where do you feel that, where do you want to see this go? And we'll see what, you know, we'll throw it all up against the wall and see what sticks, to be quite honest. So this was a ramble, and hopefully I made that clear at the top, and I'm so happy. Thank you for listening all the way through, if you made it this far. And I'm going to go ahead and cut this now, and we'll just post this as its own episode, because it was meant to just be an intro of maybe 10 minutes or so, but we've clearly blown that out of the water. So I'm going to go ahead and post this. Please share it. The show, that is, please share the show with everybody, and let's continue to grow this, and let's continue to drive home the point that, you know, history does not happen in a vacuum, and that we are who we are because they were who they were. We can't lose sight of that. I find that just one of the biggest revelations that I've had on this journey. So thank you all again. I'm going to wrap it up and get out of here and let you get on to the actual history episode. Hopefully episode 116 will be published right on the heels of this one. Take care, everybody. Again, please don't forget, I appreciate you more than you know. Goodbye.